Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, enjoy Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. It is primarily a comic website. In fact, you just posted a new comic just, what, a couple days ago, Dale?
I think it was yesterday, but I could be wrong.
Anarchy Kitty. You can see that for yourself at anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus some great editorials, some essays. And did you put your video up there, too?
It's all one word, Anarchy.
Anarchy, gotcha. Yeah. Is your new YouTube video up there as well?
I didn't put that on the website. It's okay. On my YouTube channel that people can check out.
You can see that, actually, at freekeen.com. It's right there, close up to the top at this
and
time.
And subscribe when you go there, too.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. So go and get more Dale at anarchyinyourhead.com. As we continue to take your phone calls about what you want, then we'll tell you about the exploding controversy, or should I say smoldering controversy, happening here in New Hampshire. Let's go first, though, to David in Florida on the AMP line. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I was wanted to call to apologize that I couldn't answer your question satisfactorily last night. But I wanted to ask you, I'm sure everybody's seen this movie Karate Kid. It came out in the 80s or so.
Sure. Mr. Miyagi.
I have seen it, yes.
Wash on, wash off.
What was that?
Wash on, wash off.
That's right. Exactly.
Wait, I thought it was wax on. Wax on.
Oh, you're right. I'm so embarrassed.
You can wash if you want to. It's all right.
I think it was wash on, wash off, and then wax on, wax off.
That would be appropriate.
He had to wash the car first and then wax it.
This is true.
Okay. Don't try and skip steps there, Ian.
So what's up, David? What about the Karate Kid?
I was wondering what you thought about Mr. Miyagi, but about his use of violence, his choice to intercede in Daniel's problems and to help him, and the way he did it.
Can you recap? Because I don't think I've seen it since I was a kid in the 80s. So how did Mr. Miyagi intervene?
Sure. It started out, Daniel got into a fight with some boys from a local gym, and there was several of them, and they were all picking on him,
mm-hmm.
and they just about beat him to a bloody pulp, and this old man who happened to know about karate came and basically evened up the odds, if you will. In response to that, Daniel, the character, the young boy, went to, wanted his help to teach him karate, but he didn't want it. He was reticent to do it. He decided to go to that gym, explain to the young man that it wasn't fair, or to the owner of the gym that it wasn't fair that his boys were beating up this one boy. And the owner of the gym didn't care and said that this kid should toughen up. And he arranged a deal that he could have until Christmas to prepare for this some sort of tournament. And Mr. Miyagi's idea was basically that, well, that's till Christmas, that you're not getting beat up every day. But Daniel didn't like that. He wanted Mr. Miyagi to train him how to use karate so that he could actually prevail at this tournament.
So what Mr. Miyagi did was just simply help teach him how to defend himself?
And get some yard work done.
But initially he really just wanted to basically deal to get the kid out of getting beat up every day.
He wanted to deal.
That was his initial reaction, to try and negotiate a way out of his daily beating. And
mm-hmm.
But finally, he decided to train the kid to use violence to deal with his problems.
Well, you just spoiled the movie for everyone.
I'm sorry.
Three decades old or something.
Why haven't they remade the Karate Kid?
I should put out a spoiler alert, shouldn't I? Warning.
It seems like Hollywood is remaking movies now from the 1980s, so maybe the Karate Kid will come around for a remake in a few years.
I hope so. I love that movie.
And Ralph Macchio can be the Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi.
It'd be great.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe you just planted the suggestion in my mind, but I think it seems to me like I've heard something about a new Karate Kid.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Well, okay, so the question then is what? Can you run your question by again?
Yeah, can you kind of critique Mr. Miyagi? Can you, I mean, you all have philosophies about how to deal with conflict and how to deal with bullies,
I don't think that, I'm glad you brought it up, because this is actually something that is just eating me up about this whole debate, is that the discussion has been very specifically about using violence as a tactic for achieving liberty. So it's like we are addressing a very special scenario. We've repeatedly said we're not talking about self-defense. You know, someone's attacking you, you defend yourself. That, you know, that's not even the subject that's being discussed. And so everyone keeps bringing that up, and it makes it very easy to argue against our what we're talking about if you totally change the subject. It's called straw manning. I can't believe how much it comes, you know, the straw manning comes up.
I understand the concept of straw manning.
So that's, we could critique it, I suppose, but I don't know, there's a lot to say about it. I don't think it's very analogous to what we're talking about.
Right.
What if he just plays, because essentially this was just a gang of thugs. They had a leader. They had an organization. They actually had a building.
It's nothing like statism, though. Nothing like it.
Right. The difference is a criminal gang of thugs that is separate from the state, that doesn't have the legitimacy of the state, is not at all what we've been discussing. We've been discussing how to handle the appropriate tactics for handling the criminal gang known as the state, the people calling themselves the government.
And their power does not come from guns. I know that you hear it all the time from libertarian circles, is they have all the guns. That's not where their power comes from, because we do outnumber them, and there are a lot of guns out there, and with the right tactics we could take them out. The rest of the population, the non-state portion of the population, could take them out, could take out at least the guns, you know, the so-called the violent enforcers. We could, that's not where their strength comes from. Their strength comes, they're in our heads, and not our heads, you know, obviously the liberty movement. We've obviously escaped that, but they're in everyone else's heads. And the fact is, they can go up to someone in public and put a bullet in their head and then get away with it. And walk away, if they're able to control that situation, paint you as a violent terrorist, everyone else praises them and thanks them for being there and protecting them from the violent terrorists. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that you are a violent terrorist. I'm saying that that's what they're going to paint you as, and then you will have reinforced statism. So I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm not talking about someone bigger and stronger than you, and you use defense, or better your defenses so that you can take on someone who was bigger and stronger than you, but now not anymore because you've learned karate. You know, that's not what is being addressed. I'm so tired. I'm not. Don't take this personally. I'm just glad you've given me the opportunity. I'm glad you've given me the opportunity to discuss this. But I am so tired of constantly having to repeat that. It's like, you know, can we move the discussion forward? If you want to talk about this subject, let's do it. But we're past. We are. The discussion has left you behind. If you're still addressing self-defense,
I don't have time to read every post. It comes up on the internet.
Well, no, it's not the internet. It's what we've been talking about on this show. We've repeated over and over again that we're not talking about defending your wife from being raped, or your home from being robbed, or, you know, Ralph Macchio defending himself from the toughs from the gym.
I think that's the reality of the situation, though, Ian.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, early on in the sort of the liberty movement, in order to even get people to understand concepts of liberty, you had to repeat the basics over and over and over and over and over again. And
that's
we still
we'll
do, honestly, on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And when we talk about violence isn't a good solution for problems, that's what you're going to have to deal with. What if they're raping your wife?
I'm scared. You're
the one who's perpetrating this violence by people.
I try to avoid saying something like that because that's a sweeping statement. And I usually don't use sweeping statements like that.
Thanks, David, for the call. Hopefully that helps. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Violence is not a solution to the problem of government violence. How about that? We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. They include the bulletin board system. You can go there and you can get interactive with a whole bunch of Free Talk Live listeners. Over 490,000 posts to surf around through. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it.
Do you have someone in your life who's crazy about the Twilight series of books? Or a teenager who still laments that Harry Potter's over? Buy them a copy of The Demon Queen and The Locksmith.
a new novel by Spencer Baum. It has all the adventure and teen angst of those other books, and it's written from a libertarian perspective. Find out more and read the first six chapters free at demonqueen.com. That's Demon Queen. Oh, I did it again. TheDemonQueen.com. That's TheDemonQueen.com.
All right. We're going to continue with your phone calls and take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. We'll go first to Gilbert in Texas. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yeah. I wanted to see what your guys' take is on I've been thinking about and using these guys quite a bit, and it's been very effective using Michael Moore and Glenn Beck, which I don't trust because they don't fully kind of get free their minds. They're kind of still beholden to the Democrat and Republican Party. But yet, what they're doing in addressing the bankers and the financial industry and how they're hurting us really badly is helping me to reach the ears of Republicans and Democrats here locally in the local talk radios. But yet, I don't know whether to trust these guys because one day they'll tell you everything you want to hear. Another day they're talking Democrat and Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be part of this Democrat. That's going to divide us, and it's not going to help at all.
Wait, I guess I'm confused. Maybe I missed something. How are you using Michael Moore and was it Glenn Beck you said?
Right. I'm using it because I used to talk to like the Republicans and Democrats here because that's all there is in radio here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll call them and I'll tell them about the bankers and what they're doing. And they used to think I was crazy 2-3 years ago. But
Michael
now that
Moore
Glenn Beck,
is on the radio in where you are?
Yeah, here in El Paso. I'm in El Paso, Texas.
Michael Moore, the filmmaker, or some other radio host named Michael
Moore?
No.
Michael Moore. I've been using his movie, and now people are more receptive to what I've been talking about.
Well, you know what? The thing about those guys, I can't say a lot about Glenn Beck. I haven't seen much of his stuff. But I have noticed about Michael Moore is that he often finds he does find problems and points them out very well, and then offers very poor solutions for them. You know, he offer a status solution for what is essentially a status problem. I know that one thing that bugged the crap out of me is all through Bowling for Columbine. And I watched it at a time when I didn't have barriers up for Michael Moore because then I had this, like, I didn't have a prejudgment of him. But mm-hmm. when I saw Bowling for Columbine, I thought it was fascinating. If you watch it, he essentially points out that guns aren't the problem.
It's true.
And then his solution is gun control.
He's confused.
I mean, watch the movie and pay attention again. If you watched it before and didn't catch that, pay attention and look for it. He will spend the whole movie talking about cultural problems and that it's people and our attitudes and that we push violence and warmongering and all the things that a lot of libertarians would be gung ho to an agreement with him about. After the movie, he's going around and promoting gun control, which is not the thing.
Well, it's getting a little bit better. On this new movie, he not only just, because what turned me off is he would just tell us to go to the Democratic Party as our saviors.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he went after the Democrats as well. He went after Chris Knott really bad, and he went after Timothy Geithner. And,
After them in the, what was the 9/11 movie? Didn't he do something on
Fahrenheit 9/11?
He went after the Democrats there, too. Oh, now, look, my question still is to where you're coming from on this phone call, Gilbert. You say you use Michael Moore when you're calling local talk shows?
Right, because they won't open up their minds unless you talk to them in if a Democrat or someone in the left says something, then they're receptive to it. Other than that, they're kind of like closed-minded. They're thinking about.
So you're appealing to Michael Moore as the authority when you're talking to a Democrat talk show host, and you're appealing to Glenn Beck as an authority if you're talking to a local conservative host. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because that's the only way they open their minds. Other than that, they can't see anything other than Democrat-Republican thinking.
That maybe you've got a good strategy there. Lead with that. Lead with where you have this is how any discussion takes place, by the way. Any sort of persuasion, you have to start with where you have common ground. And if you discover that there's like no common, if you truly discover you have no common ground with someone, you're wasting your time discussing anything with them. So lead with that, and then point out. Oh, but I felt he was off, and then explain, and then go into where you feel like you disagree with him. Because like
one
I said,
thing.
I just
do you think that they're probably trying to take over the movement in order to misdirect it in the future? Could it
Who's
be a
they?
Conspiracy?
Yeah. Yeah, clarify
When you say they are trying to take over the movement, who are you referring to?
Maybe like the Democrats would want to take over the movement, kind of like the Republicans have taken over the Tea Parties, and now it's no longer about freedom and anti-banker. Now it's more Republicans against Democrats, and you know, it's a big turn off the Tea Party.
You know, that's really the same thing happening. Is the Republicans will come in and they'll agree with the problem, and then they'll propose a solution. Is vote in Republicans. They present this ridiculous solution, right?
The answer is yes to your question. The conservatives, essentially the small government conservatives or smaller government conservatives, people that claim to be that, I don't know if they really are or not, but those people have come in and infiltrated the Libertarian Party and taken it over. I mean, it is completely subsumed by them at this point. It's one of the reasons why I publicly quit the Libertarian Party last year, besides the fact that I don't think there's any real point I think the deck is stacked against third parties as well. But I would have kept going with the LP if they'd have stuck to principle, but they have been taken over from the inside and completely. I mean, the National Libertarian Party is a shell of its former self. It's an embarrassment to anybody that understands what the non-aggression principle is, the idea that in order to be free, you must allow your neighbors to be free. You cannot advocate for aggressing against peaceful people to get your way, and the National Libertarian Party doesn't get that. So the answer is, yes, the Libertarian Party, at least, has already been taken over by those people. As far as them taking over the entire Liberty movement, that's not really possible. There are too many organizations that have too many different kind of aspects to them. They would not be able to take them all over. I mean, they may be able to get in influential positions in some of them, but I mean, for instance, there's certain structures that are set up that are very decentralized, things like the Free Agents Network, fr33agents.com. There's no real way that they can be taken over. The Free Keene movement here in Keene, freekeene.com, is very difficult to be taken over. So, yes, they have already been successful at it, and no, there's no way they can take the movement over.
Well, they take over everything. See, I supported Obrador. I live real close to Mexico. And I supported this Mexican President Obrador, who wasn't letting the oil corporations and the bankers do whatever the heck they wanted with Mexico. And he won, actually, but they stole it through the election. And it's a long story. But his party has been taken over now. So all the people that were for Obrador, they're real tricky like that. All the people that were for Obrador in Mexico are used to saying, oh, we're for the party called PRD. And the party's been taken over. Since they have all the money, the top 1% globally, they have all the money. They can pretty much infiltrate anything.
Not anything. They can't infiltrate my radio show. You know, there are certain things that are uninfiltratable, but you're right. As far as the political process is concerned, it's completely open to the people that have the time and the resources to go and do exactly what you're suggesting, which is why the political process is so difficult to change, especially at a national level. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think there's a chance for politics to be successful locally, but let's continue.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
Oh,
and Mark.
Mark's here too. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience, totally free, at freetalklive.com. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you know, the big brother search engines, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
You know, I've been using it for probably more than 7 days now, and the results are great, and it's kind of nice to know that you're not being watched in the process.
It sure is. All right, we're going to continue here and take your calls about what you want. Let's go to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Andy, Michigan.
Go on. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'll throw in my 2 cents about the pledge real quick, Pledge of Allegiance. My son is in the Cub Scouts,
and
I'm not sure if you guys know how nationalistic that is, but
pretty
it's
darn.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, pretty darn nationalistic.
And every time you go to one of these meetings, the first thing they do is set up those flags, and they want everybody to stand up and do the thing, and I can't do it. So I stand, but I put my hands behind my back, and I don't see anything. I get some weird looks, but...
Wow.
I can't do it.
What about your son?
I can't say that.
I have to ask, though, if you feel that strongly, and you say that they're nationalistic in a derogatory way, it sounds like
was,
you don't
I
like
overruled.
That fact.
I was overruled.
By the wife?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was getting to. question answered. Thanks.
You know, I'm
like, why are you there? You know,
I've got to say that I think that the things the Cub Scouts do are great. They, you know, by and large, teach young men to be good.
Sorry, I was late.
Yeah, whatever. It's for the greater good to send your kids to the Cub Scouts.
Good young men. However, you know, the nationalistic thing bothers me too, and I've thought about it, and I just don't know what I think. I mean, it's
what do you not know?
Well,
I'm not sure
it is the equivalent of the Hitler Youth, the Cub Scouts. But I was a Cub Scout, and my memories of the Cub Scouts are fond.
It's not a state-run program, though. I don't know
that the Hitler Youth necessarily was entirely the whole time either.
You belong to something. I mean, it satisfies a desire in a child to belong to something, to have friends. You know, you have this. You know, it's sort of this structured environment where your needs are met. The question is, you know. Let's provide alternatives. Let's provide a non-nationalistic alternative. Yeah. There's even talk of it actually in New Hampshire.
It's hard to find a non-nationalistic anything around here these days.
Yeah, there was talk in New Hampshire about trying to form a youth group that would provide similar sorts of opportunities for kids.
That's a great idea.
And a lot of it was we were just going to have the adults be resources for the kids and let the kids run it. I mean, I think that would be great for a kid is to actually be involved in the kind of plans going on and the kind of things they do and just have adults there for guidance and wisdom. You know,
that's a great idea, Dale. But it's one of those things that's never going to see the light of day outside of New Hampshire, at least initially. I mean, because you've got to get the parents together that have that drive, that have the that are willing to take the initiative to start something like that, because that's what it always takes. I mean, we've got some of the best activists, I think, in the world here in New Hampshire, and more are coming. All the time as part of the Free State Project, which we'll tell you about in a little bit, but it's basically activists, liberty-minded people getting together and getting active. But it still takes, even amongst those best activists, it still takes a doer to step up and say, all right, it's time to stop talking about this and move forward with it. And I think this is the only place you're going to find something like that. It's like you said, Andy, you're in Michigan. Nothing like that is available, right?
No. And the city that's local to me has a libertarian city councilor, but most of the populace regards him as a do-nothing because he won't vote yes on anything, so he's getting run out of town, you know, since the climate is all wrong for principled anything. So
he got elected, did what he was supposed to do as a liberty-minded person and voted no on all the status proposals they put in front of him, and now he's being ousted by the voters?
Yep.
Because he didn't do anybody any political favors, he didn't, cut anybody any welfare checks or anything like that, and so he's being taken out. That's somebody who needs to be talked to about the Free State Project.
Think about it, politicians. I mean, you don't go through that whole process of electing someone to not do anything. And what else is there for politicians to do other than make new laws? So that, I mean, it's inherent in the very nature of the beast that it would do nothing but grow. It's not a place for libertarians.
So
it really isn't.
The thing I called about tonight was the milk.
Milk.
The milk.
What
the government.
The, milk?
The wonderful government. Our local congresswoman, Candace Miller. She's a member of the House of so-called representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an article in our local paper about how she voted for this. This FDA bill that gives $350 million to the dairy industry.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives $260 million directly to the dairy farmers, and it gives $90 million to buy dairy products to put in food banks. And
yeah.
She says, one of her, I don't know if I'm quoting directly, but she says in the article, we just couldn't let this go by. Milk prices are so low, we have to help our dairy farmers. And I just thought, are you kidding me? Why are the milk prices low?
Because of the subsidies, actually. The milk's been getting subsidized for a long time. It's actually kind of old news.
Just to get down to the base of it, if the milk prices are low, it's because there's too much stupid milk.
But it's also because they have been receiving...
The last thing you want to do is prop up dairy farmers who made bad decisions to make too much milk.
Well, the point of information, it seems like you're coming into this milk controversy a little late to the game. This is old news. I mean, not necessarily that this particular FDA package is old, but it's old news that the milk companies have been getting millions, multi-million dollar subsidies from the federal government and state governments for a long time. They are very well tied in with the state, the milk producers at the national kind of level, the big boy milk producers. They're very tied in. They definitely have been getting subsidies. So this is just a continuation of the subsidies they've been getting, which is one of the reasons why they've been overproducing, is because they're being subsidized to do it. So milk prices might actually be a little higher if it weren't for all the federal subsidies. At least that's my understanding of the situation.
It's another example of people that are in government because they're either connected or wealthy who don't have a clue about anything.
Absolutely. Yep. And now, a quick question. Are there a lot of dairy farms in Michigan?
There's a fair amount, yeah.
Because usually when a politician is writing some sort of public article, she's usually pointing out, or he is usually pointing out how great of a job they've done at taking the a bunch of federal money and giving them to Michigan businesses in this particular case. That's usually what they're pointing out is, hey, I'm helping the state of Michigan out. We're taking money from those other states. We're bringing it here. We're helping out the Michigan milk producers. We're helping out the cheese producers. I guess that's Wisconsin, but that's what they do.
They make cheese in Michigan too.
It's just crazy that she makes herself out to be this great humanitarian, and never once is one word mentioned about where did the $350 million come from and what would have been done with it had it not been stolen from people to give to farmers who are too stupid to slow down on producing milk when the price gets too low.
That's really a great question, and it addresses the issue of the seen and the unseen, because it's really easy for a politician to point out all of the things they've done with the money, but you're right, they can't point out what would have been done with it otherwise. If you had been allowed to keep the money instead of having it forced from your hands into the hands of the government agents, if you'd been allowed to keep the money, then you would have been able to allocate it much more efficiently than some disconnected government bureaucrat who has no idea what the marketplace is or what market signals are, because they're completely isolated from that stuff. If each individual were to be able to keep their money, they'd be able to spend it or save it or give it away in the ways they think would be best. And maybe some would make mistakes in that process, but overall, you would be deciding better for yourself and your life what is right to do.
Someone lost a job because their business that they were in did not do as well because the money wasn't there to spend on it. And no one will know who that is. And because it's not, like you said, it's unseen, no politician will pay the price for that job that they killed.
Andy, thanks for the call. Maybe one of the people that lost their job, or at least maybe what lost some business, are the raw milk farmers who, they're being competed against by these subsidies. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look,
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy ours on us, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it at Amazon in dozens of different categories. Even used items, you can buy those at Amazon. Plus, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. Get your shopping done, get the stuff you need and the stuff you want, and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Same great Amazon prices, you just enter through our portal, amazon.freetalklive.com, and a cut will go to Free Talk Live. Somebody said, sent me an email just the other day, and they said, Ian, will you check your Amazon listings and see if my order came through? Because people are, you know, they worry. They want to make sure that Free Talk Live got the percentage.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, if you order something, it'll get to us. The only thing that they, the only caveat to that is if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and then don't order for 24 hours, the cookie expires and then we won't get it. But if you're just going shopping right then and there, you'll be fine. And so somebody ordered like $2,500 worth of home theater stuff, brand new receivers, speakers, the whole deal. They're creating a brand new home theater for themselves. And they ordered it through amazon.freetalklive.com. So thanks so much for doing that to everybody, even if you're ordering just a book. But one of the things you can't get on Amazon is a gun. A Springfield pistol. You can't get any guns on Amazon.
Yep, and if you the Millionaire Patriot will be the one to give you that gun if you
free.
Go ahead. Yep, take advantage of his offer here to for training that is in meets law enforcement and military standards.
I thought it exceeded.
Meets and yes, exceeds, and it provides it without any of that boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitude.
Who wants to be yelled at?
I wouldn't pay somebody to yell at me. I that's the reason I couldn't make it through college. I'm not interested in paying somebody to tell me what to do. But you can go get your front sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit that comes along with it, and that includes a free XD Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
We have been following for the past several years throughout the history of this program. We've been doing it for now almost 7 years. And all of this time, the situations in the airports of the United States have just been deteriorating. It got worse dramatically immediately after the 9/11 attacks, and ever since then, the TSA has been very, very creative in coming up with new ways to make your life more inconvenient. Now they've got the new thing that says you can't have bottled liquids that are over 3 ounces. And
it's four.
Four, whatever. Some arbitrary. They picked some arbitrary number, and they decided that now, don't forget, you have to put it in a plastic baggie.
Yeah,
so
if you need 20 ounces of liquid for your bomb, just put in 5 different bottles.
Right.
But really, and that's what it amounts to, because you have like a quart bag or something like that.
It's busy work for the terrorists.
You can put you can put the water that you need or whatever it is that you're supposed to get, because you can't have a 12-ounce bottle of water that you can go on the plane with.
Well,
you can fill up 4 ounce containers and put them in a quart bag and carry it on.
You can have a bottle of water, you just can't bring it through the checkpoint. So you have to throw away your bottle of water if you're drinking one up to the checkpoint. Then you can buy it from the little penned-in area that they have, and you can pay 5 times more than you should.
Right. Well, the idea is that, in fact, it's not water, I guess, you're sneaking through. I don't know.
A bottle of acid. You're going to throw it all over the flight.
It's sodium benzoate, which is used in... I don't know what you're talking about.
As a matter of fact, the people at the checkpoint... They don't know either.
Yeah.
So, it's just this red herring that's thrown out there. You got to watch out for the water.
Yeah.
You could bring whatever you wanted through as long as it's in 4 ounce containers.
They're
in a drowning.
Bag. They're drowning the terrorists in bureaucracy.
I bring every time I have this little bag that I've, just for these situations that I've put together, that I've got little 4 ounce containers from Walmart, these travel containers, and they're full of different concoctions, whether it's hair gel or my Unicure that I always carry, or toothpaste.
You say that,
cologne.
Mark, but we all know you're making a bomb.
Right? All these different things, and it could be anything. They never check it. This is not about safety. This is about theater.
It's also about obedience. It's about training people to bow down, to bend over, to do jumping jacks, or whatever else it is that they're demanded, the TSA agents and the government agents are demanding that they do in order to get on the plane to go see grandma, or to go on a business trip, or go on a vacation, or whatever it is the reason people are going somewhere. But people are going somewhere, and they have a place to be, and they have a time they're going to be there. People are waiting for them, and so they don't, even if they understand what freedom is, they don't want to take the time to poke their head up above the waves and possibly be targeted by these people. Mark, you've had yourself surrounded by a policeman and a dog, and just for being relatively ornery, not particularly
difficult. Saying I didn't want to be patted down and saying that the reason that they were stopping me was stupid.
It's a very intense situation, very police state-like, and of course it just keeps getting worse with more requirements. I've heard that they're putting in the requirement that says that they're going to start checking people. What is it they're checking? They're checking something about domestic flights now. They're checking your identification, or they're checking. I think they have to approve you now for domestic flights, if I'm not mistaken.
It has to be the same name as the purchased it. I can't remember.
There's so many rules. There's so many regulations. And get ready for this one, because this is a real doozy. CBS reporting, with the holiday season just a few weeks away, health officials fear the swine flu will pick up right along with air travel. New government guidelines are on their way, designed to help keep passengers healthy. This flu season, airport staff across the nation won't just be looking for security threats. They'll also be looking out for health threats. People who look like they may have the H1N1 virus. Now, what are the symptoms of the flu? A lot of people have.
I've said it's very
like
similar to some things that are very, very common that aren't the flu.
Well, if you have those symptoms, you might get screened a little more special. The government says that people traveling internationally may be screened for the H1N1 virus as they leave or enter the United States. It feels a bit overboard, said a Connecticut resident. The government warns that some passengers may be asked to pass through a screening device, have their temperatures taken, answer questions about their health, and even be quarantined if someone on the flight shows symptoms of H1N1. Now, you might say to yourself, oh, it's just international flights. You know, we've got to protect ourselves from those sick foreigners coming over here. Oh, I can see where, you know, you might be coming from, because that's kind of the way things have always been. We'll treat the foreigners different than the Americans. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think everybody's a human being. And I mean, I guess if somebody does have some awful sickness, then that's one thing. But we're just talking about the flu here. How many times have there been flu checkpoints set up in the United States, regardless of whether they're at the borders or anywhere else? How many times have there been flu checkpoints? Because that's what we're talking about here.
I have never heard of them, but well, people are crazy about this H1N1.
But it's just the flu. It's pretty a different much. Variation of the flu. It's not. People aren't dying any more from H1N1 than they're dying from the regular flu, are they? I haven't heard that. Have you?
No. But in the past, but society collapsed, and so. Oh no! Wait, no, it didn't. Never mind.
No,
sorry.
Some people get sick from the flu, and a few people die, but most people get better.
Yeah, the symptoms of this flu are brown eyes, black hair, poverty, and disobedience.
Well, but that's just it.
Turbans.
It's going to start with the international flights.
Being a hot chick. That's another symptom.
It's going to start with the international flights. But if they start ginning up fear about this whole swine flu thing, which they're trying to do, if the fear really starts to get stirred up, then it won't be long before domestic flights will be subjected to these flu checks. I'm all for it. I really am, said Mount Vernon resident Rosa Rawls Raspaldo. Because guaranteed, if people are coughing on the plane, all of those germs will be spread around.
I've got to say that I pretty much get sick just about every time I get on a plane.
But the H1N1 virus
it's common for me too.
Isn't just a danger in the skies. Buses and trains can also be a breeding ground for germs. Millions of riders climb aboard every day, and that has many taking precautions. They go on talking about how you should get vaccinated. New York is posting signs reminding customers to keep their sneezes and coughs to themselves.
I don't care how many of these.
Does no one ever consider whether the...
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I said I don't care how many news articles they put out. I'm not taking the N1H1 vaccine.
You may not be able to fly again.
Fine. Does it never occur to anyone that the cure can be worse than the problem? It's so out of proportion.
Yeah, well, imagine this. Okay, look, they're starting it on international flights, but you know it's not going to stop there. Because if people have this H1N1 thing within the country, then it's dangerous to travel within the country. And so they'll start checking people. They'll start checking your temperature. There's a photo here from a Mexican airport where some girl is opening her mouth, sticking her tongue out. Ah! And there's some government agent looking in her mouth.
Do that again.
Ah! So this is scary. I mean, the government is starting to give people health checks at the airport. And what if they determine you have the flu? Are they going to mandate that you either get the vaccine right there on the spot or you have to go home? What's the next step here? Think about that. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.